Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
So I was right when I jumped on the phone last night to Ringmaster Pilgrim. Dear Angela had seen Jeff and couldn't resist passing on some hints to me. What makes that woman tick? The moment she sees two people getting on, she wants to bust it up. Oh, well, that suits me. I'll make good use of Angela Tennant someday. Oh, but what a foul turn of events this is. Here am I on top of the world with Jeff Pilgrim supposedly drowned, and then suddenly out of the blue the chap's back in our midst with his infernal picture plastered all over the front pages. It wouldn't be so bad by itself, but he and Master are swooning all over each other again. And that means me out of his job here at Bendigo's. Well, I'm going to have a word with La Bronson. Perhaps she'll tip me off what's going to happen.
Yes, I'm free for a few minutes, Harry. Come on in. What's the matter? Have you seen Jeff Pilgrim?
Yes, unfortunately. And at long last, I think he's catching on to a thing or two. Is Puller going to tear his contract up?
No, he's not.
What makes you so sure? Is it absolutely definite?
Benny told me just now, while Jeff was on his way up in the lift.
Oh, now, it's what I call something worth hearing. Huh.
Thank heaven I can make someone happy.
By that, I suppose you mean Jeff Pilgrim, someone you can't.
What sharp little perceptions you have.
All the better to see through you with.
Just a minute. What did you mean about Jeff beginning to see through a thing or two? Aren't you chums anymore?
No, I'm afraid not. I pulled one trick too many when I told you he was at Daybreak Island. When I rang Marcia last night at 2:05, and I didn't know he was still with us sort of thing. Ah, oh, but hang it, what does it matter? I'm only concerned at the moment with keeping him away from Bendigo's.
I want him here as much as you don't want him back in his old job.
I know that. Suppose he softens Puller's heart.
Yeah, just suppose.
You couldn't sort of switch on your intercom and give us a bit of a listen, could you?
Oh, you rat, so that's what you're here for. It always beats me, Palmer, why you haven't got six legs and long feelers sticking out of your head. No, you cannot listen to Benny's private conversations.
Oh. Well, I hope you don't mind if I stick round for a while, just the same. But I can tell you this, Stella. If Pilgrim leaves here, he's not taking over again at Bendigo's. I promise you that.
How will you stop him?
Think I'd tell you. Oh, hang, if only I knew how they were making out in Puller's office.
Now, see here, Pilgrim. What do you take me for? What do you think I'm running, a soup kitchen?
I know I'm asking a lot, but under the circumstances, I don't think it's too much.
I think it's a lot too much. We're not going to get anywhere unless we talk straight from the shoulder.
How much straighter can we talk, Mr. Puller?
A devil of a lot straighter. Now, I know you pretty well, so here goes. You walked out on your wife, didn't you?
That's right.
When Miss Bronson saw you at the island, you grabbed at a contract with me with both hands.
Oh, so what?
You were supposed to be drowned. Now you've turned up. You've had a reconciliation with your wife, so you want me to say, sure, God bless you, go and work for our uncle again. Well, I'm not going to say it.
Oh, confound it, sir. I'm not getting any fun out of this, but I am asking you to let me out.
Well, there's nothing doing. I let you out this time. What happens? Your wife burns the toast. You have another fight. You walk out again, come to me to be signed up the second time. And after you've both had a good snivel, you fall all over each other and want me to have be a good guy and send you back to Bendigo's all over again.
Oh, that's absurd.
That's what's happened already, isn't it? What do you want me to do? keep a great sheaf of contracts for you to sign every time the soup's cold at home?
I don't have to listen to this kind of guff from you or anyone else.
And I don't have to let my business arrangements be jiggered up by every young codger that can't keep his home life separate from his job. You'd better beat it, Pilgrim. I'll get in touch with you later in the week. But don't forget, when people break contracts with me, I sue. And boy, I generally sue for plenty.
Is that all?
That's all for now. You can take this with you. I not only sue, Pilgrim, but I collect. Have you got that? And you can tell Tressida Bendigo I said so.
How much longer is Pilgrim going to be up there?
What does it matter? You don't want to see him, do you?
I'm putting off for the day, Miss Bronson, and you can go too if you want to.
Thanks, Mr. Fuller.
Well, that's okay. Good night.
You and old Benny seem to get along rather well.
We do. Something I've missed.
I've just had an absolutely fascinating idea.
Don't tell me.
Yes. You know, if you had any sense, what you'd do?
I can't wait to hear.
You'd marry yourself off to Benny Puller.
Oh, get out of here. You make me ill.
You coming too?
No. I want to see Jeff on the way out.
All right.
But don't forget to let me know how he fared. Hello, Jeff. Oh, in you go. She's waiting for you.
What are you doing here?
Nearly a social call, old boy. How'd you make out upstairs?
How would you think? I left my hat here, didn't I, Stella?
Yes, here it is, Jeff. Your expression says that Benny Puller turned you down flat.
My expression should say that I'd like to wring someone's neck. And at the moment, it might as well be yours.
Why mine?
You pulled your weight with Benny, didn't you? To persuade him to hang on to that infernal contract.
He didn't need any persuading.
But you did your sweet little best, didn't you? Well?
Darling, I told you I'd do anything to keep you here. And you are here, aren't you?
But not for keeps.
No.
You'd either brighten up, Jeff, or tell me exactly what Benny Puller had to say this afternoon.
He refused point blank to tear up that contract. And he made the most of it, too. I've never felt such a thundering fool.
But what did he actually say?
If I go through it word for word, I'll finish up throwing glasses. I'm stuck to Puller and his confounded corporation, whether I like it or not, and that's that. You want another one of those?
Yes, please.
All right, Louis. Right around again, will you?
Well, I think it's perfectly horrible, that's all I can say. Being held to a contract you don't want. And apart from that, you'll have to work with Stella Bronson every day.
Stella's nothing to do with it.
Well, it's not my fault, Jeff. You don't have to get cross with me.
No, I'm not cross with you. I just hate asking for favors, as I did from Puller. Being made to look a goat for my pains.
I don't suppose we could get Uncle Tressida to pull some strings for you, could we?
No, dear, we're not going to start that again.
Start what again?
Running to Uncle Tressida every time we can't manage things properly ourselves. If I sign that contract and if I can't get out of it myself, I'll just have to abide by it.
Yes, but this is different. You want to get out of it, don't you? You don't want to work with Stella, do you, Jeff?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Marcia, of course I don't, but this is entirely my own affair.
But if Uncle Tressida were to see Benny Puller...
For the last time, I will not have your uncle involved. Do you understand that, Marcia? I will not ask your Uncle Tressida to pull my chestnuts out of the fire. And if you do anything about it, there'll be trouble. I can't make it any clearer, can I?
I don't suppose so. Oh, come on, let's dance before we start quarreling again.
You're late, Benny. Thought you always kept your appointments on the dot.
You can blame that chap Pilgrim. I gave him a lecture, and boy, was he burned when he left my office.
Well, what do you want to tangle with Pilgrim for?
When I sign a thing, I stick to it. So do you, Bendigo.
Doesn't Jeff Pilgrim?
He wanted me to tear up his agreement.
But hang it, Betty, why not? You know what went on. He and his wife weren't getting along. You signed him up on the bounce. If we hadn't thought he was a goner and so forth, they mightn't have come together again. they have. It's only natural the fellow wants to get back into his old groove in the firm.
All right. What's your proposition?
What do you think you could get if you sued?
Well, say 1,000 damages, you know, breach of contract. Let's say 200 for my mouthpiece. That'd be 800.
All right, I'll give you my check. You can first Jeff his agreement. But understand, I'm shelling out for my niece, not for Jeff Pilgrim. Is it a deal?
No, it isn't.
Well, it'll drive a bargain, are you, Benny? All right, how much? 1,000?
No.
Well, for Pete's sake, name your price, can't you?
What do you take me for, Bendigo? You can have that scrap of paper for a box of cigars, and not those things Percy Fleming keeps on his desk, either.
Well, I'll be hanged.
Yes, I knew what I was doing this afternoon, and Pilgrim won't forget what I told him in a hurry. You know why I'm letting him out, don't you?
No, but I'd like to.
Here's the contract. See that I get my cigars in the morning. I'm letting Jeff Pilgrim off free because of that Bronson girl. Now you figure it out for yourself.
What in the world does he mean by that? Because of the Bronson girl? She got Betty round her finger. If that was the case, she'd had him hanging on to Pilgrim. What the devil did he mean?
Oh, no, no. No, it couldn't be that. Oh, not you, Betty, at your age. But maybe I'm right at that.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.